News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
Paddy Jackson will not be playing in tonight's game between London Irish and Munster. That's taking place down in Musgrave Park, but that isn't going to stop protesters holding a demonstration at the gates into the stadium. Linda Hayden is a founder of Action Against Sexual Violence in Ireland. She's one of the organisers of that demonstration. Linda, if Paddy Jackson isn't playing, why hold the protest?
So, Ciarán, the protest was never about whether Paddy Jackson was playing in Ireland or not. The protest is about the fact that he was signed by London Irish. The reason being is, you know, we all read the text messages when the trial was going on, and both himself and Stuart Olding, within 3 months of the trial finishing, had new rugby contracts with new various different clubs. So, you know, I just think in terms of I'm a big rugby fan myself. I go to a lot of games. There's a lot of young people, a lot of kids at the games. I think I see them hero worship these guys. And I think very much we need to have a higher moral compass for guys that we are holding up as role models to our young people. So it was never about whether he was playing here or not. It was in fact about the fact that he'd been signed altogether.
There'll be other, you know, you say a rugby fan, there'll be other rugby fans who at the moment, you know what they'll be saying. They're saying, hold on, he wasn't found guilty of anything.
Absolutely, and that's absolutely fine. I respect the judgment of the court. You know, you have to respect the law of the land. But the text messages, they left a girl bleeding and crying. She left that party not having had the time of her life, and then they spoke about her like she was a piece of meat. And I'm sorry, I just don't think that that's a good enough role model for young people.
Do you suspect Paddy Jackson is the only person who says things that we find distasteful in WhatsApp groups?
No, I absolutely. I think having seen some of the things that were said online this week about the protest, the fact that we were protesting, I firmly believe that the protest is needed more than ever. We have a real culture in this country of accepting things like lads banter and locker room talk. And these are things that perpetuate a rape culture within the country. We have one of the worst conviction rates for rape in this country of the whole of Europe. It's less than 1%. We have a terrible reporting rate because victims are shamed into keeping quiet. And people are afraid to report because they're worried about what would be said about them as opposed to what's going to be said about the perpetrators of the crime.
Absolutely. So, but people listening will think, like, not wanting someone to get a job, get a contract of work because of your moral objection to some of their views. That's morality police.
It's not morality police. It's in terms of, I've no problem with Paddy Jackson earning a living. I've no problem with him doing whatever job he wants to do. I just don't think that he should be held up as a role model. And that's what rugby players are held up as. You only have to go to games to see.
But that's, hold on, but that's not, that's what's how society are holding them up. You said you don't have a problem with him having a job. You do have a problem with him having a job. Like, he gave out that Paddy Jackson and Stuart Holding literally got jobs.
Yeah. In rugby
But you just
club.
Said you don't have a problem
in
with
In rugby
them.
Club.
So they can go and be an accountant, but they can't be a rugby player.
Yeah, I firmly believe that. I firmly believe, go do whatever you want to do, but not somewhere where you are telling young people that this kind of language and behaviour is absolutely acceptable.
But you see, that's not Paddy Jackson's not telling people that it's acceptable. It's fans who hold up players as icons and don't realise that, you know what, rugby players are just like everyone else. In every group of 30, you're going to have a big group who are normal, you're going to have a few who are really sound and a few who are absolute arseholes. And that's just reality.
Yeah, and I know that, and I know that that's the way things are, but that's not how things should be.
So what job should Paddy Jackson be allowed to do?
Should be allowed to do whatever job he wants to.
Just not one
where he's held up as a role model.
But not rugby. What about any other sport? If Paddy Jackson was an amateur GAA player, should he ever be allowed to play GAA again?
No, because again, they are held up as role models. Anything where you have any kind of a... I'll give you an example. About 2 or 3 weeks after the rugby trial, I was in Naas for the Punchestown races, and I saw a group of 6 lads, about 18, 19 years of age, hunker down on the ground in a circle and then jump up going, oh, Paddy Jackson's a legend. I'm sorry, Paddy Jackson is not a legend. And this is what we are telling these young guys, that that kind of language is acceptable. You can talk about somebody like that after having sex with them.
Those fellas are idiots. That's not Paddy Jackson's fault.
It's not Paddy Jackson's fault. It's society's fault. And in society, we are saying that it's okay for you to talk about somebody like that because, you know, 3 months later, you're going to be back in work and it's going to be fine and everything will be okay.
All right. On that note, we'll leave it there. Linda Hayden, founder of Action Against Sexual Violence Ireland. Linda, thanks a million for speaking to us. I'd love to hear your views on this. 53106 at a cost of 30 cents.